You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Cocktail Corner!
Vibe change.
Now we've got Owen in studio from Peach Pit.
Hello.
Now Peach Pit, to me, my personal opinion, you guys have, you've developed a reputation in my mind of producing the most unique and exciting cocktails.
Do you have your fondest crazy memories from Peach Pit scenarios?
Oh, it's just these shrubs you keep coming in with. Oh yeah. What's a shrub? This is a plum shrub.
That one's real old as well. We made it in like February, so hopefully it's still going.
What is a plum shrub?
It's just plum with apple cider vinegar.
Easy.
Ooh, that one's real good.
Sounds easy. And then just literally time spent.
Yeah, just like a week in a jar with some sugar.
Or a couple of months.
You need to have...
Well, 6 months.
And you've chosen like a, there's like a, it's like a sauce, some kind of, it would have been some kind of sauce in here. Oh, it smells great.
Yeah, it smells kind of barbecue.
It's a good vintage.
Yeah.
It's a good vintage.
It's buzzy. Yeah, there'll be a little bit of that. So today it's more like bought shit though. This Thompson's Victor Gin.
Matt Thompson was in here last week, and he
was he ripping it.
He well, we got a gin and juice. We got a Victor.
I think didn't that gin get like a silver or something?
Yeah, silver or something. I don't know.
It's at the International Spirit Awards or something in the UK.
Or something.
Oh, really? Okay, cool. That's a perk. It's real, like botanical, eh?
Yes, it's no joke.
This literally arrived like an hour ago, so you guys are the first to christen it. So I'm going to make one with 30 mils of this gin.
What sort of drink are you making?
It's just rubbing my hands together.
I don't know.
It doesn't have, it's not in a particular style. You guys are just freestyling it with the new stuff you've got?
Or? Freestyling it with the new stuff. I think there is like an equivalent, but I can't remember what it's called. Something.
Do you want to get onto that bottle of gin?
I'm having a whiff.
It's grunty, yeah.
It's real heavy on the botanicals. There's like heaps of juniper and cardamom and stuff.
It's like a it's almost stripped back though at the same time, you know, because it's very, he's gone quite minimal, I think, with that gin.
What I kind of found with it is Big Hungry, when we were drinking it, I noticed you kind of noticed the botanical side of it, but for me, for my palate, it's actually
botanical.
Pretty good. It was good for me.
Yeah. I don't know how good it would be with tonic, because I feel like it's kind of got heaps of the tonic flavors already in it.
Somebody's saying Di Henwood instead of Hosking. Actually, I think Di Henwood would step up to the plate well for that.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, there's a comedian.
Oh, Wallace cool. Chapman?
Yeah, Wallace Chapman. Fuck, totally.
Sorry,
carry on.
Okay, so gin and then 30 mils of lime. Just fresh lime juice. Because it is the season. Then we've got that plum shrub.
Oh, the great colour.
About 15 mils of that.
Oh, it's just gone an
like
epic,
bright pink.
Epic, it's like a deep ruby pink, though.
Nice. And then we have this violet liqueur that we just bought today as well.
Where does that come from and what has inspired that purchase?
It comes from Switzerland? And I don't know what the inspiration was.
It's about the same colour as what you just mixed.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, but in a very much clearer consistency.
All them pinks, eh? Yeah. We just kind of went a little bit wild buying.
It's kind of fun. It's playful. Cool bottle. It's from Europe.
It's from Europe. It looks real ye olde, eh?
I want to smell that stuff, by the way. That looks
it looks like
that red style engine
smells
coolant.
Smells great. Smells like some sort of flower.
Yeah,
really?
That'll be the violet.
It's very floral.
Oh, it smells fantastic. It smells like some kind of brand of Powerade I haven't had yet, basically.
A violet Powerade. That would be kind of nasty, actually, in the morning.
Responsibly, everyone.
Okay, and now I'm just going to mix it. This one's real basic.
This,
I'll crank it up a bit.
Just going back to the liqueur.
Oh, yeah.
It just says, this is a French violets grown in the grass region of southern France.
Out of some flowers, eh?
I tell you what, can you just let them know, John, that it smells fantastic and I can't wait to drink it.
Sick, okay, shaking. Okay.
Yeah.
Done.
Just a. It's all come together now.
Shaken over ice. Is it getting poured onto ice?
Into a martini glass.
Yeah, I reckon. A coupe.
So versed now. It's amazing. Such a pleasure. What a fun colour that is.
It's playful.
Yeah, it's real bright.
It's playful.
Playful.
Now, would you be garnishing this up at Peach Pit?
Maybe like a little bit of lime.
Or are you testing it out on us to see?
I'm kind of testing it out.
I feel like a piece of white chocolate or something. Just in there.
Oh, yum. We were thinking of disgusting names to like cool stuff, and one was Pearl Necklace with like little white chocolate dots all around the room.
Oh, it tastes delish. It
smells great.
It's nice and sour.
Yeah, it'll be real like citrusy and a little bit sweet, yeah.
It's almost got like a grapefruity sourness to it. Is that from, do you reckon that's from the shrub?
Oh, someone's put Campbell's hand up for hosting as well. Yep.
He'd be cool.
He could obviously Campbell would hold it down.
Centre left, but he is pretty much the Don of New Zealand broadcasting.
Did that Green leader resign to him?
What?
The Green leader when Materia. She resigned yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Materia Touré.
Was she going online on air with him? Or did she resign before that?
Oh, I'm not
that?
Sure. I didn't catch it.
I didn't pay any attention either. And then it just came up.
God, it's a bummer.
I know, it's a real bummer.
This drink is not, though. This drink is very, very, very positive. Has it got a name? Are we naming it? Or what's the vibe?
We're going to keep it topical and call it beneficiary fraud.
Beneficiary.
Zing. And it does have a real zing to it. That's a deep gag.
This has got quite a full mouth feel, surprisingly.
Oh, it's delish.
Oh, I was meant to put bitters in it. I forgot it.
I don't know where that would take it. It's interesting.
Do you know what I like about this? Is it's really delicious, but because of the tartness, you're not going to blitz it. You're going to sit on it.
Mm,
you know,
responsible
so
drinking
like,
there.
It's yum, but you kind of like just take your time and ease into it.
Agreed. I'm nodding. I'm nodding. nodding emphatically.
Awesome.
Thanks so much, Peach. But hey, what's going on? What's going on?
Not much. It's just kind of like slogging away through the winter. We had B Street last weekend.
Everyone's still reeling around here as well.
Quick review of B Street.
It was really fun. Him was amazing.
Yeah, she's so good, isn't she?
We had her last. Yeah. And it was kind of like chill, ambient vibe. Then I went up to Encore afterwards, and it was real party. I heard the line outside Whammy went like...
Yeah, it was like
Whammy and one
celebrity from about 9 at night. It was like at capacity for about 5 hours.
Oh my god, that's kind of good.
Everybody was cruising around kicking ass, apparently. So that's great news.
Good buzz everywhere.
Yeah.
And I don't know what others way is coming up soon.
Yeah, I guess that's definitely the next thing on the roster.
I don't remember when it is though. End of this month, end of next.
Right there in front of us, actually.
First of September.
Cool. So yeah, less than a month away.
Ready yourselves, people.
Aye.
Sweet. Aye. Thanks so much, Owen.
Thank you.
Thank you to Peach Pit, as always. Always fantastic. Great angles.
Always a pleasure. See you in like 2 weeks, I'm guessing.
Very yum and very unique drink.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.